There's only one reason that we speak of the things that we do here and look at them in the light that we're given to look at them. And that is to help you remember that you are not just created to be able to see into the mind of God, but that the mind of God itself lives in you. And the mind of God is privileged to his creation and how it took place. It sees at once all of the ways in which the various principles and powers produce the world that your body walks through. And its purpose in terms of why a person becomes a self-studying individual is so that little by little by little, and it is a bit by bit, they begin to recognize that the true cosmology is their own consciousness. That nothing exists outside of it. Nothing. And anything that is in consciousness can become aware of itself by what God sowed in a human being to do that with. Your attention is the capacity to be in relationship with the awareness of being itself. Out of all things, everything that you see is itself witnessable. But the end result isn't to be a witness of these things in the sense of being someone who knows this, that, or the other about the way in which God's mind created the universe that you walk through. The purpose of that for all of us as we grow in this understanding to be able to see is that our seeing is our being. And then what would a person have to fear?
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.com, where you'll find a host of free, life-changing information. Thanks for joining us today.